So essentially, the organization is completely aligned towards the vision that it has for the world, and it continues to bring in robust and highly efficient and unique technological developments in the form of products and solutions for the market to meet its vision. However, in certain other projects, we have been fortunate to provide the customer with an end-to-end solution set from our portfolio, which is a core strength, as I said, about the integrated security solutions that we bring to the market. If you were to look at it from a more modest point of view, I would say as long as the systems were able to throw a little more information than usual, which could help you take better decisions, that in itself was the intelligence built in the system. When you look at a diversified retail network, a branched out retail network, a retail chain which has thousands and thousands of branches, they can get help from Johnson Controls in easy and fast deployment and can scale up the solution to an unlimited level. We wish to manufacture our complete portfolio in India, which includes access control, which includes video surveillance solutions, which includes intrusion detection solutions. We already have our development center in India.
Hello and welcome to a very special podcast series, Unusual Suspects. I'm your host, Gaurav Chaudhary. This is a series about unraveling stories of entrepreneurs, investors, and businesses and professionals who are disruptors, yet not in your face. Their disruptions have consistently delivered on the purpose and the mission they've embarked on. Their values are as strong as the mission. While they're ruthless in pursuing their ambition, they don't stray from being leaders who are not just admired for the vision and relentless pursuit, but also for how they're building an ecosystem of believers who consistently push the boundaries. They allow principles to take precedence over ad hocism. For them, profitability is as important as scale, creating and leading new categories and innovations. In each episode, I speak to one such leader, talking to her or him or them about their businesses, lives, inspirations, interests, challenges, pivot moments and turning points, successes, failures, agonies and ecstasies, and of course, the little joys. It is as much about their personal life stories as about their entrepreneurial journeys. Unusual Suspects streams on earshot.in, spotify.com, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, moneycontrol.com, and a host of other podcast streaming platforms. For this episode, I'm delighted to have Rajiv Samanta, General Manager Sales, South Asia, for Security Division, Johnson Controls. As the global leader in smart, healthy, and sustainable buildings, Johnson Controls is on a mission to reimagine the performance of buildings to serve people, places, and the planet. With a history of nearly 140 years of innovation, they deliver the blueprint for the future for industries such as healthcare, schools, data centers, airports, stadiums, manufacturing, and beyond through OpenBlue, their comprehensive digital offering. Johnson Controls merged with Tyco back in 2016. Rajiv has been leading the security business for Johnson Controls at the South Asia level and has been instrumental in delivering several projects in India, including several smart city projects. They are now looking to consolidate their manufacturing in the country, with over 75% of the cameras being made indigenously, which is the highest among any other security camera manufacturers, for instance. Welcome to Unusual Suspects, Rajiv. Delighted to have you here.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Gaurav.
Rajiv, you know, Johnson Controls Tyco, the innovative security brand, addresses four key security needs: access control, video surveillance, cloud solutions, intrusion detection. Help me understand this with respect to India with some use cases, Rajiv.
Indeed, Johnson Controls or Tyco Security Products, as we commonly know it, is an innovative security brand, and it addresses access control, video surveillance, intrusion detection, and obviously cloud-based solution in every aspect as part of its portfolio. The lines of access control, video surveillance, and intrusion all are now possible to be, you know, deployed in a standalone position as well as on a cloud-based solution aspect. Now, at Johnson Controls, our vision is a world that's safe, comfortable, and sustainable. When you correlate the set of products that we just spoke about, this broad set and services focuses on what you need to make people, facilities, and assets safe. So essentially, the organization is completely aligned towards the vision that it has for the world, and it continues to bring in robust and highly efficient and unique technological developments in the form of products and solutions for the market to meet its vision. There are so many use cases in India, which truly answer or if I may put it, a true testament to the real strength of Johnson Controls Security Products Group. And the real strength is an integrated security solution over a unified platform. We may not be able to name a particular segment, to be honest. We cater to any and every segment that needs our solution in some form or fashion. You talk about defense, you talk about public sector undertakings, large government enterprises, large private enterprises, industrial units, airports, large transportation projects. All of these, fortunately, and we are privileged to have them as our customer, esteemed customer set, and we have provided them with our solution in some form or fashion. Gaurav?
Rajiv, you have been leading the security business for Johnson Controls at the South Asia level and have been instrumental in delivering several projects in India, including several smart city projects. What are the kind of solutions you have been providing, Rajiv?
I've been leading the security business for Johnson Controls at the South Asia level for the last 12 years, from the pre-merger times when we were known as Tyco International to now when we are under the umbrella group of Johnson Controls. But I would have to say that I have not been the one instrumental in delivering several projects to specific to your question that you have put in. Truly, I've been blessed with an amazing team, a team which is second to none, a team which understands the subject, the team which works very closely with customers and has been working closely with consultants and partners to explain them the strength of our solution. We have done multiple safe city and smart city projects. In certain projects, we have provided only point solutions, which are edge devices. However, in certain other projects, we have been fortunate to provide the customer with an end-to-end solution set from our portfolio, which is a core strength, as I said, about the integrated security solutions that we bring to the market. And the customers have been able to enjoy that for a long, long time, right from the beginning of the smart city projects in India. We have been fortunate enough to be associated with the very first smart city project in India till now, wherein we are still continuing our efforts in some of the projects that are coming up. As I said, we have been very fortunate to provide them multitude of solution sets, right from pure edge devices to a gamut of integrated solutions that are very effective and unique, and we will continue to do that. Gaurav?
Over the years, Johnson Controls Tyco has been at the forefront of the AI technology industry with its plug-and-play video and audio data analytics tools. Explain it to me. What does this entail, Rajiv?
Johnson Controls has been in the forefront of development around artificial intelligence for a long, long time. While this term is gaining a lot of traction today in the true term of what you refer to as artificial intelligence, but if you were to look at it from a layman's point of view, if you were to look at it from a more modest point of view, I would say as long as the systems were able to throw a little more information than usual, which could help you take better decisions, that in itself was the intelligence built in the system, however modest it was. Johnson Controls has been doing that for so many years before this terminology, which is now, as I said, gaining traction. Basically, the purpose of Johnson Controls Security Product Group is to help you unlock the power of data with artificial intelligence. With more and more building systems, more and more deployments in the world getting data enabled and getting connected to the web, we at Johnson Controls Security Product Group are partnering with customers to build smart systems enabled by artificial intelligence and Internet of Things. We are trying to help enterprises put their data to work, helping facilities managers discover insights, find efficiencies, and create other sources of value. Chief among them is sustainability, directly led by the head of this organization. Gaurav?
Adoption of video surveillance in the retail industry, not only for security purposes, but also for retail intelligence, is an interesting space. Say, for instance, if I run a medium to large retail store, what is Johnson Controls solving for me in terms of networking, security, and intelligence? Rajiv?
Retail is a vast subject. You know, a good part about India, with a population as big as it has, there's a massive set of consumers that comes to the table for any retail player. And retail in itself is, as I said, a very different subject. The needs are very different. Compared to a large enterprise, the security needs, the analysis of information, the inferences that need to be drawn from that set of information, altogether changes when you come to retail. Johnson Controls, fortunately, has been a very, very strong player in the retail industry from the beginning of its life in this industry. And therein, we have been able to cater to the retail industry much better than others. We not only cater to surveillance or access control, which is bread and butter for Johnson Controls and needed in the retail industry. We also provide them with a lot of information, inferences around the consumer behavior, the flow of consumers, the footfall, and related intelligence that helps retail industry make better decisions. Coupled with that, our products are extremely engineered to the cybersecurity norms of today and future. They are very light on the network. And hence, when you look at a diversified retail network, a branched out retail network, a retail chain which has thousands of branches, they can get help from Johnson Controls in easy and fast deployment and can scale up the solution to an unlimited level. These are things which are very unique to Johnson Controls and are used by the retail industry, not catered by many other players in the market. Gaurav?
You know, Rajiv, similarly for other verticals such as logistics, hospitals, the financial sector, aviation, schools and colleges, what kind of proprietary solutions is Johnson Controls providing which others can't? Rajiv?
Johnson Controls has always had a vertical addressal approach in its solution designing, in its solution development. While we may not be playing in many verticals, but most of the names that you just took, Johnson Controls has been a formidable player in each of these verticals. To the uniqueness of the vertical, Johnson Controls has designed solutions which can cater to the exact needs of it. I'll just take a quick example. For example, the pharmaceutical industry. They have a lot of compliances. They have a lot of need for hygiene. There are a lot of needs for insurance of information security. And Johnson Control caters exactly to those needs that are required for the pharmaceutical industry by delivering through its solution. On a similar line for airports, which is a very, very critical infra, Johnson Controls has a different set of solutions that it has defined. So as I said, we have a very vertical specific approach for the segments that we cater to. And Johnson Controls is fortunate enough to have a solution set for each of these verticals that you named out. Gaurav?
How does Johnson Controls integrate an existing CCTV infrastructure to help clients see every nook and corner of the premises, secure sensitive data, and also safeguard employees, Rajiv?
That's the best part about Johnson Controls and the investment that we have done for 60 plus years in this industry. You know, we are one of those veterans in the industry. A few things that we believe in our philosophy, and that's one of the important philosophies, is investment protection. We truly desire that our customers do not waste any investment that they have done in the past, whether they have done it on Johnson Controls or any of its own solutions, or they have taken a competitor solution which they have deployed in the past. Our core desire is that we optimize the investment of the customer in a manner, or the user in a manner, that they have to invest the least while they get the most value out of the new investment. To that effect, I would break my offering into two parts. One is obviously the hardware part of it, or the edge device part of it, wherein we have multitude of products that we can offer to them to cover each and every corner of their premises or their facilities. And the second part of it is the application layer, which is an absolutely open platform. It can integrate to virtually any standard product that is available in the market through open protocols, and also run it with all the features that are available in our application layer. So as I said, if a customer has invested something in the past and they believe that going forward, they would like to use Johnson Control solution set in the premises, we have the ability and definitely the desire to ensure that they have to invest less while they get the better value out of the investment. Gaurav?
Rajiv, you know, sports stadiums and entertainment arenas have specific and unique requirements. They not only need to use surveillance systems to keep an eye out for unusual behavior, such as security or even terrorist threats, but they also need to monitor other systems, such as fire detection, to provide safety notifications in case there's a life safety incident. How do you integrate solutions to address issues unique to large venues, including theft, managing restricted access, and the monitoring and recording of incidents that may need to be reviewed and used as evidence? Rajiv?
Johnson Controls historically has always worked towards, as I said, the integrated platform. While we are a primarily security product group, our philosophies have always pushed us to not only look at security as part of our application layer, but also safety as a part of the integration layer. Hence, whatever solutions we bring to the table today or in the past have always addressed both the sides. We are pre-plugged with fire safety. We are pre-plugged with public addressal system. We are pre-plugged with building management systems. Our application layer has the ability to integrate with third-party, highly standardized artificial intelligence layers, while it has its own artificial intelligence engine as well. So as I said, our application layer is an open platform, which is a true example of an integrated security solution, which not only caters to security, but also the safety aspects of it. And you brought in a very important platform, which is stadiums. Stadiums are a different ballgame altogether. Temporary movement of people, huge volume of people moving in at a rapid pace, enjoying something for a period of time, and then moving out at the same rapid pace. And during this period, you may have, as you said, there could be chances of terrorism, there could be chances of hooliganism, there could be chances somebody has a bad intent. The solution set that Johnson Control provides can address each and every part of it with the set of hardware solution that it provides and an amazing set of artificially intelligent application layer that brings to the table. And we have multiple examples of stadiums that we secure in our portfolio. Gaurav?
Rajiv, tell me about Johnson Control's manufacturing capabilities in India. How many of the cameras are being made in India indigenously? What makes them different? And how does this compare with our operations with the rest of the world? Rajiv?
So Johnson Controls has more than 7 to 8 manufacturing facilities across the globe, with India being the latest one that has been added to the portfolio. We are very serious about our manufacturing in India. And to be very honest, we had started this manufacturing way back in 2012. We started off manufacturing our intrusion detection panels in India, commonly known as the burglary alarm systems. Post that, we did not invest much. To be very honest, India was not the best place to invest as well at that point in time. There were challenges in terms of support that you could get for establishing a manufacturing facility. And I wouldn't completely blame on it. I would also say that the business volume that India produced was also not making right amount of business sense for a large organization like ours to invest in India from a manufacturing point of view. However, things have changed over the period of next 5 to 7 years. We have grown our business multifold, and that has made a lot of business sense for the organization to invest here. Along with that, the government's push for Make in India and the ability of quite a few manufacturers against an intellectual property against a design provided by our engineering team has also increased. Hence, it made sense for us to start manufacturing in India. Effective 2023, we have started manufacturing our cameras here. And we are in the process of manufacturing our video recorders as well as our access control panels in India in the next phase. So all good. I think the volumes are increasing. The Make in India volumes are increasing further. We believe a large part of our business in India would be catered through Make in India products. Gaurav?
Rajiv, finally, what are your plans with regards to manufacturing wholly in India? You partly mentioned that in the previous response, but if you could just elaborate, Rajiv.
We plan to manufacture anything and everything in India that caters to the Indian market. However, we are investing in India with a much larger plan. We wish to cater to the world through the manufacturing plant in India. There are markets which accept Make in India products very happily, Middle East being one, Latin America being two. And we believe that the products that we manufacture here, because they follow Johnson Control's engineering standards, they follow Johnson Control's manufacturing and production standards, they can cater to any and every requirement that gets generated across the globe. So while right now the manufacturing is catering to the Indian market, our next phase of increase in production is going to cater to the larger market, as I said, starting with Middle East and Latin America. We wish to manufacture our complete portfolio in India, which includes access control, which includes video surveillance solutions, which includes intrusion detection solutions. We already have our development center in India, which has more than 8,000 people, addressing the development of application layer in India. So the whole portfolio of Johnson Controls in certain ways is already getting addressed in some form or fashion in India. we are consolidating that to a level wherein the whole world can get addressed by things that get developed and manufactured in India. Gaurav?
Thank you, Rajiv, for sharing those deep insights and perspectives on a variety of areas, including access control, video surveillance, cloud solutions, intrusion detection, artificial intelligence, and smart cities, among others. Thanks for taking the time out and dropping by to have this conversation, Rajiv.
Thank you so much, Gaurav, for these insightful questions. It was my pleasure to address them. I hope Johnson Controls, through your channel, gets better known to the market. We are putting in a lot of efforts in the market to ensure that India as a market and the world gets better with our efforts. And thank you so much for giving us the time to share our views.